And of course, this edition of The Wire comes to you on Budget Day. And it seems as though all of the announcements we've been hearing are about where the big dollars are going. Of course, with so much cash splashing around, it begs the question as to what kind of a deficit we're going to be looking at. And I asked Amanda Kopp, CRN Canberra correspondent for The Wire, whether there was concern in the nation's capital about the size of the expenditure.
This morning we had Craig Kelly, who previously was a member of the Liberal Party but defected to the crossbench. So he came out this morning with a pallet, like a huge cube of $100 notes that he had printed. So they weren't real $100 notes, thank goodness. But, you know, he's essentially getting pretty stressed out about how big the debt is getting. And, you know, he's saying what a lot of people are saying is that someday we're going to have to pay it back. And, you know, it's all well and good spending all this money now to kind of boost the economy and all that. But, you know, we've got to think about the future and future generations and who's going to pay that massive sum of money back.
And of course, when looking at the various programs the government will be funding, it's important not just to look at what is being funded, but when the expenditure is planned to take place. Dr. David Bond from the University of Technology Sydney has been with us on many budget lockups in the past, and he explains how planned expenditure does not always get spent.
I mean, obviously a lot of the initiatives that have been announced don't necessarily have to be spent this year. Not even part of that money may necessarily be spent this year. There may be setting aside funds to be spent on projects, you know, at some point in time in the future. And I think we've seen a little bit of that around some of the bushfire funds, for example, that, you know, some of these monies have been promised, but nothing has actually happened at this point in time.
David, the budget is predicated on forward estimates and assumptions. One thing that many people lose sight of is that often expenditure can occur in a big lump, say, like, you know, year three of the initiative.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on it being lumpy. So when they talk about, you know, $10 billion over the next 4 years or $2 billion over the next 4 years, you're right, it may not be evenly spent. If it's an expenditure or brought in, if it's a revenue item, and certainly some of the tax effects and the instant tax write-off for businesses, the effects of these were absolutely not spread evenly over time. And that's where going in, and we all, from 7:30 on budget night, everyone in Australia and around the world has access to the budget papers. You can actually go in and see quite clearly when those effects happen over each of those, or are expected to happen over the next 4 years.
People like to see governments act, and one of the best optics is when projects are announced out in the field, often with a minister and a shovel and safety gear.
You know, governments of all persuasions do like to get out in front of the cameras with a hard hat to announce that certain things are going to happen. And there is going to be some benefit from an optimism point of view that things are going to happen in the future. But it is also important to then sort of follow up on that to see, you know, what actually has happened.
Of course, it is the job of the opposition to hold the government to account. And one area that Anthony Albanese has been a little annoyed about is the 180 the government's done on the virtues of spending as against what's called conservative fiscal restraint. Amanda Kopp again.
The Labor Party is essentially accusing a government of hypocrisy. During the global financial crisis, the Australian debt levels were around $200, $250 billion. Now that's heading towards $1 trillion under the coalition government. You know, there's a lot of people who'd say that's not their fault. You know, they didn't really expect to have a pandemic happen. But I think Labor's feeling pretty salty that, you know, they got such a hard time when they did something which ended up being a much smaller amount of money than the government is spending now.
And in a worldwide pandemic, the dangers for the economy are far worse. But looking at this free spending budget normally, you would draw the conclusion that the government is looking towards an election.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I think in normal circumstances, if the economy was chugging along just fine, this would definitely look like an election budget, you know, cash kind of going everywhere, everyone's a winner, that sort of thing. But yeah, when you compare it to what the economy has gone through, essentially this is the government trying to prop up the economy, which has had a bit of a rough time over the last year and a half with COVID-19. So, yeah, on the one hand, it looks potentially like an election budget. We've got an election potentially coming up sometime next year. But on the other hand, it could just be, you know, the government doing kind of good economic management and trying to keep the economy chugging along.
Amanda Kopp, CRN Canberra correspondent for The Wire, speaking with me there on this Budget Eve report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.